Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I'm pretty sure everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out there. Don't forget, couple things, a couple favors for me to ask you guys. Number one, Eagles Autism Challenge, a week from this Saturday, I will be running my page. Go check it out. I tweeted it out, joe.jillian@odyssey.com. I could send you the direct link if you'd like to donate for a great cause. And the other one, Philly's Fantastic Auctions for Philly's Charities. Hugh and I are going to be playing video games with eight winners, eight tickets. You get to this event, you get to go to a Philly's game, play video games, 90 minutes on the big, huge screen out in the outfield with us before the game. The bidding is up now. Philly's Fantastic Auction. Appreciate everyone who wants to participate in that and has something to give to a couple of very, very special causes. All right, today, I wanted to dive into some takeaways after listening for the first time to both Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio as Eagles coordinators. And, you know, I like listening to the coordinators speak. You know, after a while, when you get to the crux of the season, unless they say something huge, it's not the biggest deal. They talk every week. It's really just an extension of the head coach, especially on the offensive side, at least in recent years. But the defense, you know, a little bit different, you know, when it was Gannon and obviously now Fangio. But the first time hearing from both Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio, some big takeaways I had from listening to those guys. Let's start on the defensive side. Let's start with Vic Fangio. My first takeaway listening to him, just the way he spoke about some of the guys in the program, the way he spoke about some of the guys here, his philosophy, the way he kind of spoke about the younger guys and giving them, you know, getting them up to speed. My takeaway from yesterday is the vets are going to get the first chance to play. We're going to want the rookies to play. We're going to want the rookies to start. But I don't know if that's going to happen day one. My guess after listening yesterday is when we get to Brazil, or not, I mean, some of you might be going to Brazil. I'm not going. But when the team gets to Brazil, when week one rolls around in early September, I believe it's going to be the veterans starting on defense more than it is the younger guys. The younger guys have to work their way in. That being said, I don't think it's going to take very long if Vic Fangio sees and realizes that the vets aren't good anymore or good enough anymore for him to get those guys off the field and get the young guys on the field. He made a comparison yesterday that was really interesting to baseball versus football. And you know, he said back in the 16-game schedule era in the NFL, every NFL game was basically the equivalent of 10 Major League Baseball games because 162 compared to 16. Now it's a little bit different with 17, and who knows, we could soon be going to 18 games in the NFL. But that was the equivalent. That every game counts as 10. So basically you can't screw around. You know, the Phillies have just given at-bat after at-bat to Nick Castellanos this year for a couple of reasons. One, the team is good, and it can absorb his poor hitting. But two, they're trying to get him going because it's a long season and they're their ceiling, their best version themselves would involve a good Castellanos down the line. So they're trying to get him going. In football, you can't do that, was Vic Fangio's point yesterday. And he mentioned Castellanos by name, which was funny. He's a big Philadelphia sports fan, not just, you know, now working for the Eagles. You can't do that in football. And I think back to last year watching James Bradbury get fried all year and the Eagles kept going back to him. And I think it's probably going to be something we talk about this year with some of these veterans. Like, will they start the season with Bradbury and Slay starting? Perhaps. Will they start the season with Devin White at linebacker? Perhaps. Are we going to have those trio playing midway through the year or even week two or week three as much if they struggle in week one? I don't believe so. So I like that. I like that. My sense is he's going to go with the vets early, but as soon as he realizes and as soon as they show they're not good enough and the guys behind them are better, he's going to pull the plug. So I think that's a really good omen, and I like the Castellanos reference. The other thing that stood out to me, he was asked specifically about his linebacker core. And when he was asked the question, he reiterated when he hears linebacker, he thinks inside linebacker, you know, not the edge rusher, not the pass rusher on the outside, not your Bryce Huff. He was specifically answering the question about the inside linebacker duo that he will have. And I don't know if it just was kind of top of mind, if it was just stream of conscious, or if it meant something. I'm going to choose to believe it meant something. And it probably means the early portion, this guy has stood out maybe more than you and I would have imagined. So when asked about the inside linebacker situation, the first name that he said was Zach Bond. Zach Bond was signed pretty early in free agency by the Eagles, but probably was one of the names we've spoken so little about compared to the other ones. I believe he was signed right around the same time as Saquon Barkley and Bryce Huff. He was signed early. And you know, yet we didn't really talk about him. He came from New Orleans. He said he played some outside, played some inside linebacker. They're 6'3", 225. He's 27 years old, played at Wisconsin, been in the league now 4 years, mostly a special teamer. This will be his fifth year in the NFL. 2 sacks last year. He started 6 games. Kind of just an okay player in terms of his NFL career. You know, his snap counts last year at 27%, that was his high. The years before, 8, 17, 10. But he was the first inside linebacker name that Vic Fangio mentioned yesterday, the first one. Then he mentioned Devin White. He said he had a down year last year. Hopefully they can get him back to where he is. Then he mentioned N'Kobe Dean on the mend. And then after kind of thinking, who else do I even have here? He was prompted about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. And he said, well, we got to get him in the program. Basically saying, he just got drafted. I'm not putting him anywhere near the front of the line yet. But Zach Bond was the first name that he said. And just based on that, I would not be surprised if we see Zach Bond running with the ones early in training camp, especially if N'Kobe's health holds him back. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. just not ready. And again, Zach Bond wasn't even really on my radar before yesterday to start week one in Brazil against the Packers. He now is. Because obviously something over the past couple months, whether it be the free agent signing, maybe Fangio wanted him or liked him, or, you know, how he asked me to look at all the inside linebacker free agents. He said that guy could fit. I don't know how the machinations worked, but the fact that he said his name first tells me that guy's standing out to him in some realm in the offseason program. Maybe it was OTAs. Maybe it's the weight room. Maybe it's just he doesn't believe in the other guys. You know, maybe N'Kobe Dean's injuries and lack of actual on-field experience the last couple of years makes Fangio think, like, I don't know if we have anything there. And obviously Trotter Jr. is a young kid. So that stood out to me. Zach Bond, the first inside linebacker name that Vic Fangio brought to the table.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The other thing that stood out, and I'll bridge the gap between the defense coordinator speaking, and then we'll get to the offense because this is both. Listening to both yesterday, it hit back home to me that this is going to take time. Fangio mentioned he's lobbied for more practice time, on-field time, obviously within the restraints of the CBA. You know, we've had a lot of discussions at Sirianni's time here in Philadelphia of how much they actually practice. Is this going to be a harder camp? Should it be a harder camp? He's gone light. They had a year where they didn't have many injuries, got to the Super Bowl last year, light again, and they looked ill-prepared to start the season. So it's that blend and that balance between how much is too much and how much is not enough. Well, now once again, just like last year, we got two new coordinators. Two brand new coordinators here in Philadelphia coming in with their own systems, their own ideas, and they're going to have to try to find a way to assimilate. And on the offensive side, it's blending two systems. On the defensive side, it's getting the terminology and figuring out the right players, a competition at corner, competition at linebacker. A lot going on with the defensive side. Offensive side, more continuity with players, but certainly a blending of systems. So my big takeaway yesterday listening to these guys was they sound like quality coaches. They've been successful coaches in the NFL. There's no reason to believe they can't succeed here. They've got certainly resumes. I mean, Vic Fangio's resume is 40 years long, and 40 years long. Kellen Moore's resume is darn good considering he's 35 years old. He's younger than me. He's got a very nice resume to start his NFL coaching career. But it's going to take some time. And that's why I have my eye as I think about what I think the Eagles could be in 2024 and what I'll predict them to be and what I'll assume them to be in terms of the betting market. The number's 10.5. Last year they won 11. You know, we'll see where we all feel and what we all feel at the end of next week when the schedule comes out. But one thing I have my eye on is I think it's going to take some time. I believe the Eagles will be a much better football team this time around in November, December, even late October than they are in September. Last year was really the opposite. I think the Eagles peaked last year, early October, in Los Angeles against the Rams. That was the best version I saw of the Eagles last year. Pass rush, defense, offense, Hurts running, Hurts throwing, dynamic plays, closing the game, all of it. I thought the best version of the Eagles last year was early October. I remember watching the game down in an Eagles bar in Atlanta with Hugh. We went because we were down there that weekend for game 1 and 2 of the Phillies Braves NLDS. And so Sunday was the off day in between games 1 and 2, and went and watched the Phillies, watched the Eagles and the Rams at an Eagles bar. It was really cool. But that I think was peak Eagles. That was the peak of the Eagles last season. I think this year will be different, where it's going to take some time early in the season for the offense to find itself language-wise, and the offense to find itself, you know, in terms of who's getting the ball and how they're assimilating a Saquon and a new center, a new right guard, all that kind of stuff, and new language with the coordinator. On defense, it's going to take Fangio, I think, about a month to get the right personnel out there to figure out, okay, are my vets bouncing back? Are my young guys ready? Where am I putting Cooper DeJean? You know, what's the right ratio? And he mentioned yesterday for Bryce Huff to get him on the field, maybe more of a full-time player than a part-time player. So I have my eyes squirreling next Wednesday night. I can't wait for the schedule release to see if the schedule makers give the Eagles a little bit of a layup games 2 through 4, because we know week 1 is a big challenge. It's a big challenge to play the Packers in week 1. That was the youngest offense to make the postseason in about 50 years. They should only get better. They have continuity on offense. They have the head coach coming back, obviously calling the plays, and they've added a lot on defense this offseason with McKinney, Edgerrin Cooper. You know, they did a lot. So I think that's a challenge in week 1. So week 2, I mean, I'm kind of hoping for a nice Sunday 1 o'clock home game against the Carolina Panthers to rev it up and get, you know, if the Eagles go 1-0 and beat the Packers in Brazil, boom, beat the Panthers, and it's 2-0 and away they go before they even find themselves. If they lose to Green Bay, you know, a team like the Panthers at home in week 2, and I'm just using that as an example, that's a nice soft landing spot to get back to 1-1 and away we go. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways the schedule could go. I mean, what if it's Packers on, you know, in Brazil week 1, and then week 2 they come home and it's a home game in week 2 against an AFC North team? I mean, they're all good AFC North teams. I mean, that's a big, big challenge. So the schedule is going to factor big into all this. All right. Fourth takeaway, and this was off Kellen Moore. I'm not sure if he's holding it close to the vest, if he really believes this, but he did talk about Jalen as a runner and how dynamic he is. He could do things only a few quarterbacks could do. I thought when they signed Saquon that they were going to trend towards Jalen running less, especially after the knee injury last year. Hope he would run less. We'll see. I thought he lost a step last year. Now, was that injury related, or is it wear and tear of, you know, 1,100 plus carries since the beginning of college and hits like a running back taking its toll? We'll find out. I can't wait to see how Jalen looks. But Moore seemed to be, you know, keen on the idea of using the threat of Jalen as a runner to help his offense. So we'll see where that goes. But that stood out to me. And the last one is that motion is going to finally be a big part of the Eagles' offense. He, you know, Kellen Moore talked about how you learn things with motion. And it just was such a stark difference than last year listening to those guys talking about motion, because they poo-pooed it. I mean, Sirianni just basically poo-pooed the idea you need to have motion. Meanwhile, all the big-time NFL offenses that you're watching are using motion to give their quarterback answers to the test before it starts, before the test actually starts at the snap of the ball, giving him some answers. And, you know, Moore went on and on about how he wants to keep it clean for the quarterback, make things simple for the quarterback so it's he could play freely. And motion does that. Motion does it for Tua. Motion does it for Mahomes. Motion does it for Purdy. It does it for Dak. It keeps things clean and simple so they could play freely, knowing what the defense is doing before they snap the football. Felt too often last year, Jalen wasn't sure what the defense was going to give him. Then he snapped the ball, and then he had to try to figure it out on the fly. And that's not a way to beat NFL defenses. So I like that. You know, we've seen it with Moore in the past. He did it with the Cowboys. He did it with the Chargers. I like that he's going to bring that here. And the more motion, the better. It just shows the Eagles realize, and it had to cut from the top, that Sirianni's idea of offense was so stagnant. It was so behind the times. It was so not where the league is going. And they had to make a change here. The Eagles have grown-ups at coordinator now. They have experience at coordinator now. I think if we give it time, and by the end of the season, we're going to feel a lot better than we did at the end of last year. But I do think it's going to take time, and we got to give it to them early. Hopefully the schedule makers will cooperate with us and with the Eagles to give them, you know, a softer or manageable month of September post the game in Brazil against the Packers. We shall see. Schedule release coming up on Wednesday night. But yeah, I'm telling you, that Zach Bond answer, I keep going back to, like, really, Zach Bond? Maybe we should get to know that name a little bit more than we anticipated, because we're all excited for Trott and Devin White. We used to be, you know, he was once a high pick in the draft, and there's all this, you know, fanfare about what he was supposed to be, and he was on a Super Bowl winning team with the Bucs. But the first name out of the coordinator's mouth yesterday on the defensive side was Zach Bond for inside linebacker. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Enjoy the Phils this weekend in Miami against the Marlins. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Hope you have a wonderful Sunday with your families. You guys have a good weekend. We'll talk next week. It's a big week as the NFL schedule is released. The Phillies continue to try to play great baseball and stay atop the NL East. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.